Hugh McFadden, the Dr. McKenna Cup was almost done. You still have the final to come, but focus very much now on the league. I suppose, first of all, from your own point of view, you're Donegal captain going into to the opening match of the league, and I'm sure it's a very proud moment. It will be a very proud moment for you, laying out a team in Killarney at the weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, as I mentioned before, to get the captain of your county on any day is a proud day. Proud day for the club, the family, and myself. And it was a proud day when I capped Donegal out in Ballyfey in the McKenna Cup. And I'll be looking forward to now leading Donegal out, hopefully, on Sunday against Kerry.
You've played Kerry a couple of times in this last number of years. I know they're missing a lot of players, but you're going to expect the same tough challenge that a Kingdom side would always bring to the table, are you?
Yeah, look, we don't have to speak too long about the accolades of Kerry football. You know, down in Killarney, they're going to have a proud tradition of winning their home games, and we'll be going down there now to stifle that as best as we can. We had a few tough games there throughout the last few years in 2015, 2016, and they were lively affairs. And I suppose a lot of our players have moved on from then, and we're probably going down with a new look Donegal team over the last 24 months. But we'll be going down there to perform as best we can and look to get 2 points coming home up the road now on Sunday evening.
What's the preparations been like for the league this time round compared to, I suppose last year?
Yeah, you know, I suppose we're chatting about there now over the weekend how the last few weeks have gone, and it's been very good. You know, we had a positive 6 or 8 weeks, and we're looking to build now towards Sunday, and that's what it's been about for the last few weeks, building up the fitness and building up the game plan and trying to prepare as best we can. I suppose comparing it to last year now, we have a few more new faces in, and a few of the older boys just aren't back quite as early as they were in other years, and there's one or two things I've kept a few boys out, but we'll be going down now and we'll be looking to apply ourselves and show the fruition of the work that we've done over the last few weeks.
You, of course, were a new boy at one stage as well, coming into Donegal camp with a spring in your step. That's, I suppose, much of the same as what we've seen with these young guys that have filtered through since you all came back together.
Yeah, you know, it's not been too long. You know, 4 or 5 seasons ago, myself and Jigger and the likes of these boys came in, and we tried to stake our place in the Donegal panel. You know, luckily enough, we're still about, so we done one or two things right. But a lot of these young boys coming in now have probably came with bigger underage pedigrees than we did playing for the intercounty team. And you know, if they apply themselves so well and keep working hard and show a mature attitude, you know, the positive should be bright for these boys in the green and gold of Donegal.
Yeah. They're trying to stake their claim in places. Are you trying to stake your claim on midfield in that middle third? You've played a couple of different roles for Donegal football over the last number of years, but is midfield now the position that you want?
Yeah, you know, like, I know it's a generic statement, but I'll be looking to stake a plan from anywhere from 2 to 15, but you know, if I focus on now in that middle third and trying to nail it down an 8 or 9 position, you know, I recognise there's a lot of very, very good players there, and I suppose it's up to us to get the best out of each other, and then the best out of each other will be the best for Donegal, and that's the main aim, you know.
And I suppose it's going to be tough in Killarney at the weekend. I know there's no David Moore in there, there's no Anthony Maher, but they've still got quality footballers down there and quality midfielders. You expect of your hands falling around that middle third?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be a tough challenge to dominate the middle sector and Kerry. They have an array of quality midfielders, and I'm sure of one or two of their backup players are just behind David Moore and Anthony Maher. They're not going to be bad players either, given the calibre of players they are. But we'll be going down there to try and dominate. We'll be looking at one or two things that we could have done better in other games against them, and I'm sure they'll be trying to do the same. And we'll be looking to win the midfield battle now, hopefully, on Sunday.
Is that going to be the key area? We expect Clifford and Guinea and O'Donoghue to start as the up top as the front three, so it's about cutting off that supply. If you're going to do that, is that where it begins?
You know, it's very hard to say. You know, there's going to be a lot of factors to winning this game on Sunday. These games usually take on a life of their own in the start of the league, and you know, one or two players could be rusty. Anything could happen, but you know, it's just up to us to get the best of our individual battles, and hopefully we can get over the line then.
Is staying up in Division 1 crucial this year from your point of view? I know the championship come May is the high priority, but is staying up in Division 1 and remaining in top flight football along with the big teams, is that key, is it, you?
Yeah, look, you always want to play at the best level you can. You know, you want to be playing at the highest rate, but you know, at the end of the day, without saying too cliche, it is about building towards May and building towards Calvin out here in Ballyfey. You know, we had a very successful league campaign last year, and the fruition didn't come throughout the summer, and we were probably criticised a lot, and people kind of missed the performances that were shown throughout the league, and they were disregarded after the poor summer we had. But we'll be using Division 1 to build towards the summer. If we can stay in it, we will. If we can win it, we would if we could, and we'll try our best to win every game they go into. But you know, Declan and his management team will apply us the best way we can. you know, coming on from last Saturday night, we're going to have 8 games in a row. So that's going to take change, and that's going to take fresh bodies. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of players in and out of the team over the next few weeks with the reduced recovery time between games. And we'll be looking to use this opportunity now to build our game plan and build our performance moving in towards the brighter days.
Yep. 3 league games to play before we have that McKenna Cup final. Just finally then, Hugh, if Donegal was to take 2-1s from that 3, is that too big an ask, or is it something you just feel that you would be comfortable and trying to achieve?
Well, I think, you know, that's definitely achievable. It'd be a solid start to the Division 1 campaign in 2018, but it's definitely achievable. We'll be looking to do that now, starting off in Kerry on Sunday, and then you'll be looking towards Galway then at home and then moving on to the Dubs. But no, we'll definitely be looking to get as many points as we can from the first 3 games before the mini break in the middle of the league.